Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Black and Abdallah, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Is your bracket busted?
Yes. Right. Because Tyler's bracket was busted as the official bracket.
Really?
The official bracket of Black and Abdallah, courtesy of Tyler Aki.
I still support Tyler's bracket.
So do I.
We still have time.
But we lost the Final Four team.
That's not good.
We lost Auburn.
All right. Now all three of the other ones have to get through.
Yeah.
The problem is at least two of them are heavy hitters, so everyone else is going to have those teams. Although he has Creighton.
We're big Creighton fans right now.
Going to the Final Four.
Big Creighton fans.
Black and Abdallah on a Friday night. All calls welcome at 312-332-3776. Would you like to play door one or door two now? Or would you prefer to hear about news? We got terrible, bad, awful news earlier today. What would you rather do first, Abdallah? Would you rather address the terrible, awful, absolutely sickening news that we received earlier today?
I think we should just rip the Band-Aid off and go to door one or door two.
What would you like to do? Door one or door two? You don't want the terrible
news? Rip the Band-Aid right off door
People
one or door two.
People were discussing. It made major news today. Mm. It's just god-awful.
No, I rip the Band-Aid off.
You'd rather hear from our phone callers at 312-332-3776?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Door one or door two? Where would you like to go?
Let's go with door number one.
We go to door number two. Here's Eddie on the north side. Hey, boys.
Well, I'd like to hear the bad news. What is it? Otani?
No, Eddie, we'll get to it in just a
second.
Yeah,
we'll get to it. Come on.
Okay, I just want to hear it. So here's my prediction. He will never win a Super Bowl for the Chicago Bears.
Who is he?
What odds are you going to give me?
Who's he?
Caleb Williams.
You're saying he'll never win
a
Super Bowl.
And I'm talking draft day to about 7 years if he gets drafted by the Chicago Bears, which I think for some odd reason that Washington's going to make something and he's going to be drafted by the Washington Redskins before the Chicago Bears on some trade thing or something. And then J.J. McCarthy will have a better NFL career than he does.
Okay. Eddie. So what do you want a sandwich, or what's the best?
No, I don't know.
7-year sandwich?
I was just sitting here on YouTube listening to, I had Metallica on, Kill 'Em All, listen to the Four Horsemen, and I was like, I'm going to tune in and catch what Black and Abdallah are talking about, about brackets are busted. I can't even handle the basketball anymore. It's just all over the place. I'm thinking there's like games being fixed.
Games are being fixed.
Eddie, can I give you a heads up?
Yeah.
In about 45 minutes at 7:50 tonight.
Oh,
you're
giving
me a pick,
our song of the night tonight.
You're going to love it.
Is a top tenner.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite song of the nights we've done.
This might be a top 10 song of the night tonight.
Great Ends of Sanity by Metallica.
It is not a Metallica song.
But we think this is a top tenner. We think this is an all-time
one. Burning Witches, Hall of the Mountain King.
It's not that either.
It's not that. Okay. No, but it's
a
great song.
But all girl heavy metal bands, to all the girls out there, man, that is an awesome jam. If you guys never heard it. Abdallah heard it. I know he told me he did. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie, thank you.
Hey, I love your show. You know I guys. Hey, have a great night.
There he is, Eddie on the north side. Appreciate you, Eddie.
Yep.
John in Long Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, John. All the calls welcome.
Hey, you guys.
Hello, John.
Do you remember me?
Yep.
Yes.
Do you remember me?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you're our resident fish fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you guys are loving it. It's all over the radio, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, we are giving away. We're not giving them away, but we are advertising the fish concert. Yes,
correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
And but XM is offering. I shouldn't say, but no. I'm going to Dick's, Alpine, and I'm hoping for Noblesville.
Sticks.
And
all right.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
Out of Colorado again.
Sure.
4 days there, 3 days at Alpine in the pit. So basically front row.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
You mix it up
expensive
in the pit?
Tickets.
Not at Fish.
Oh, you don't mosh?
You don't throw any bows in the pit at Fish?
John, are you throwing bows in the pit?
No one's throwing bows.
No, anything being thrown is light, glow sticks.
Glow sticks. Oh, there okay. you go.
All right. What's going on, John? What do you have for us this evening?
Nothing, just hanging out in the snow.
All right. I'm going to put you back on hold, all right, John? We'll come back to you, all right?
Okay,
there he is. John in Long Grove with Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Just hanging out in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say, it's nice that downtown there is no snow on the ground.
There isn't.
It is just, it snowed earlier. I had some snow at the house earlier today, but it's all, you didn't have to shovel.
I just sweep the steps off, yeah.
You don't shovel, you sweep?
No, because they're...
Do you need a shovel?
No.
Do we need someone to call up and let you know wrecks on shovels?
I just sweep the...
You go to the Home Depot tomorrow on a Saturday to get a shovel?
No, because the snow's never... it's always easy to... it's easier to shovel off steps because they're... it's like a rounded staircase, you know, in my backyard.
Sure.
So it's just easier to sweep them.
Would you like the terrible, bad, awful news that we got earlier today? Or would you like to continue to take phone calls?
I think we ripped the Band-Aid off, Chris. We go to door number one. Do we go to door number two? What door did we go to? Just go to the other door. Go to the other door.
You'd like to go to door number one?
Yeah, go to door number one.
All right. Joey in Arlington Heights. You're on ESPN 1000.
Hi, Joey.
Hi. So I have a pretty hot take here for the Bears season.
Okay,
Looking
at 2024, I think, even though we don't have Justin Fields anymore, that we will have 11 wins and win the NFC North.
Okay, 11 wins, NFC North, fire take from Joey.
Love it. Hot.
Shout out, Joey.
Bringing the heat, Joey. I love it.
Good stuff, man.
Call back again, okay?
For sure. I appreciate you.
All right, there is Joey in Arlington Heights. Fire take.
Love it. 11 wins. Love it.
Here's what you got to break down, Joey. 11 wins, does that win the division? Lions are going to be good. Packers are going to be good. I mean, 11 wins.
Yeah.
We're in the conversation with the Lions last year. Who knows?
You are. Yep.
But I like it. Yeah. I'm thinking 10. That's where I'm at.
I've said 9 wins. I want to see how the schedule shakes out. I want to see their opponents. I want to see about this London trip. I want to, because you could elect
see
to have
about London.
Well, because you could elect to have a bye afterwards or not. If they elect to not have a bye afterwards, it's going to be a difficult game. I want to know how many short weeks do they have. Do they have any Thursday night games? There's all this stuff that you need to take count. I'm saying 9 right now. If the schedule looks good, I could bump up to 10, but it's a 9 minimum. Minimum.
Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Tio in Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Tio.
Hi, Tio.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
We're good, man. What's going on? Tio, how about that win for United last weekend?
Yeah, you guys on the semifinal now.
Shocking.
So you guys think you guys gonna make it to the final against Man City?
No.
No.
Why not? You got the easiest path now.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
You're playing a championship team right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. The easy path.
That was I was calling you. You guys can. I just want to. You want a rematch for the? Remember last year was the semifinal.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
The final, sorry.
Yeah.
So it's a rematch, right?
Yep. It should be good.
Yeah.
Expect pain.
You guys. Not only you gonna follow too much the MLS, but you guys saw the goal from the Chicago Fire
last week with the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
No, was it good?
So it was a. Basically, it was towards the end. It was in injury time, towards the end of injury time. And the dude from, like, about midfield just kicked it just to clear it, you know, into the other end. The wind picked it up and pushed it over the hand of the goalie.
That's
and
awesome.
It rolled in. And they ended up, the Fire ended up winning in, like, the 97th minute.
Can I ask a question in this conversation?
Yeah.
Tio, what am I supposed to watch tomorrow and Sunday morning?
Basketball.
No. Like in the morning.
Like when you wake up?
Like, because there's no Premier League this weekend. They're on an international break, right?
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to, what can I watch? What games are on? Can I watch games? Isn't there a big game on Saturday with Brazil and England?
Yeah, I don't know if you can watch it.
You can't? I thought it was going to be on Fox.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah, Tio, what am I going to do? Can I watch games this weekend?
The U.S. playing Mexico on Sunday in the final of the Nations League.
There you go. Sunday night, 8:15. Paramount Plus? Come on.
Telemundo, you got...
Oh, Univision. Okay, I've got that. Boom.
Yeah.
We're set. Good. Because I just need
learn some Espanol.
Yeah, I will absolutely sit there and watch soccer in Espanol. No problem at all.
No, Chris took French so he could get girls in high school.
Yeah. I retained none of it. Didn't get any girls. So it was good time spent.
Okay, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Tio. Appreciate you.
Bye, Tio.
There he is. There's Tio in Elgin. Yeah, there. And this is your Premier League update for the weekend because there is no Premier League.
No.
International break for soccer.
Yes.
I was asking the question because I like to wake up early on Saturday and Sunday mornings and watch soccer. And so there's going to be none of that tomorrow morning.
Go get a brunch or something.
But early. Like before 10 a.m.
Go get an early brunch. A before 10 a.m. brunch. Go get breakfast.
Mexico, U.S., they play 8:15 Sunday night. They'll be playing in AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. But I'm pretty sure Brazil and England have a friendly that they're playing on Saturday at like 2. It's supposed to be on Fox.
All right, so watch it. But that's the same time as the tournament games.
I'll watch that.
Okay.
The soccer.
Oh.
This sounds like Halo music.
No, it's the Premier League coverage on NBC. Bro, come on, Charlie. What's wrong?
Charlie,
this is your Premier League update.
Get with the program.
That's what they say at the end of it.
No,
and that's your Premier League update. That's it. That's what it is.
We head you into the goal zone here.
Yeah, goal zone.
I feel like NBC could have picked a little better of a song that doesn't sound like a load screen over
you. You shut your mouth.
You have just offended me.
You
this is unbelievable.
Your mouth.
This is incredible music.
Bam, 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 bam.
This is epic.
This gets you fired up, man.
This is music for sport. So we now head on out to the pitch. This is great music. Charlie, what are you talking about?
What's wrong with you?
It just sounds like, some march.
Charlie likes to wait all day for us. Waiting all day for Sunday night.
I do like that one.
There's no Carrie Underwood to sing him into football.
No, I like the CBS one.
Could you sing it for us?
Da-na-na-na-na-na football. CBS Sundays. Da-na-na-na.
You got any more?
No.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
A lack of lollygagging.
Black and Abdallah are back on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
All right, we mentioned that we both received terrible news earlier today. Bad news, awful news, the worst. It was going around online. A lot of people were talking about it. Quite frankly, I'm disgusted by what was out there earlier today. And the news is this. Apparently, Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works at Netflix. What an epic disgrace.
Adam Sandler's gone too far. I thought Herbie Halloween was too far. I thought Grown Ups 5, whatever he's on, was too far. But no, this is just because you can doesn't mean you should. I don't know. No one needs another Happy Gilmore. What is it going to be?
No one is asking for it.
He's got to save another house.
Not one person is asking for it.
I kind of want to watch it.
Here's the thing.
Jack's been fired up about this.
He's pretty pumped up.
Jack, why?
Here's the thing, Jack. It's a great movie unto itself.
It's a perfect movie.
There is no reason to add more to the story. It is just a great movie that's completely rewatchable. Even if it's dated, it doesn't matter. You can still sit down and enjoy Happy Gilmore.
At no point when watching Happy Gilmore has anyone on the face of this planet ever said, I wish there was a sequel to this. Jack, you are the first person in the world to admit to be that like, you would like a sequel
that sounds like a good
to
idea.
Happy Gilmore, which will only sour the original taste that was in your mouth.
Or you want how great will be the film phenomenal was. And make it even better.
Nope, no, it won't no be. Chance. There's no chance it's
zero
good.
Zero chance in hell that will happen.
Do you want Billy Madison too, where he goes to college or something stupid?
No, his son now needs to save the company. So his little son, who's a blank up, has to save the company and go through the same challenge with a new guy that
let's
that
make
you
Tommy
dislike.
Boy too.
It's Chris, how you can do that.
Well, easy. It's a, no, it's the same story. His dad died. Chris
so
Farley
who's
dies.
The new Chris Farley then?
Yeah, you find some kid.
Jack
you find,
Black.
You find it? Yeah. No, he's too old.
Jack Black is so old now.
Who's the new?
So is Adam Sandler. That's not stopping him from making Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, but it's about his son.
But you have to play a younger person.
I need a young Chunkerton to play.
What? Timothy Chalamet. I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think you can call that those type of people that.
I describe him in a better way.
He was he would shop in the Husky section.
You can't say Husky anymore. They don't have Husky sections anymore.
Where do those boys shop?
Where do I shop? Where did I used to shop? Nah, kid. Over here in the Husky section. You put on the jeans, you'd be like, I'm a Husky boy.
They're trying to squeeze those thighs into
a pair
of slacks.
No, you can't have a Husky section anymore.
The slack is supposed to have the crease, and the crease is just completely flat over the thigh.
Yeah, it's a tight.
Husky's such a mean name.
Yeah,
for
you guys never had to shop in that section. I grew up being ridiculed by Levi's and Wrangler, whatever the hell jean company you were buying, because you'd have to go to the hub in the corner. They always put it in the corner. Always in the corner.
I would rather they put it in the middle of the store.
What's worse, being a Husky boy or being a shrimp? A scrawny little shrimp boy.
Oh, having to shop in like the kids section when you're not a kid anymore?
Well, no, because what they do is they purchase you the correct size based on your height.
Yeah.
But then the shirt, the sleeves go past your elbows.
Yeah.
The shirt goes down to your knees and you look like a little jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was me. I was a little scrawny shrimp kid.
Wow.
And you were a Husky boy.
Yeah, I was definitely a Husky boy.
Shrimpy and the Husky boy.
Shrimp kid and Husky
Nights
boy.
Nights on ESPN 1000.
Shrimp kid and Husky boy.
Well, I'm just asking, what's worse? I think they both suck.
I think
none
Husky,
of my clothes
no,
ever fit as a
Husky's
kid.
Husky's worse because...
At least yours fit on your body. They're just very tight.
At least you're skinny.
Now.
But then, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was skinny, but, like, nothing fit.
You were like a runner.
Everything so was super baggy.
I was like, yeah, we're going to... I can't fit things into these pockets. It's too tight. I can't carry a wallet.
And it was before man bags were socially acceptable.
Yeah,
to
and sell. that's why, Chris, the Genco Corporation was a savior to me and my kind. Because we were like, oh, we're doing baggy pants now? Okay.
Fucking fit.
Look at this. Look at all this room for stuff in these pockets.
Meanwhile, if I wore those pants, I looked like a pencil. In a grocery bag.
Just in a box?
You know, a paper grocery bag and one pencil.
You look like a Minecraft character.
Yeah. I mean, so here, the terrible, awful, horrific news that we received earlier today is that Netflix is planning on making a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
Horrible idea. Horrible idea. I don't even want to know the premise. I can't think of a premise... That you could do, what?
Shooter McGavin locked into the PGA, and then a rival tour finally pops up, and it's Happy Gilmore, and it's
first
he's
of all,
Liv,
yeah. first
and
of
now
all,
it's
shooters
Liv.
On the shooters on the senior tour.
No,
because he's 90
on.
Years
he's
old.
Jack, you're too fired up over this, man. You're really into it.
I think it'll be funny.
Who's playing Chubbs?
Is that it? What, you're winning one more tournament for Chubbs?
One
Chubbs
last
is
round.
Dead?
Happy Gilmore, the 19th hole?
They just splice in the old scene of him in the clouds. I mean, come on. No.
I just think it's like, I understand that Hollywood, that people, creative people have no ideas anymore.
No one has ideas. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is no one came to us. No one said, hey, Black and Abdallah, think of some ideas for us.
Here's the problem.
Give us some ideas so we can make some original content, some original movies, because we just are so dead set on remaking the same thing. And here's what's even more obnoxious about this whole conversation. Usually, the big picture companies who are making films are going back to the well with things that they already have success with because they need people to go to theaters. This is Netflix. They're just going to release it on a stream.
Well, here's the other problem,
too. And no one will see it.
Someone put it in the Twitch chat, too. The comments are flying, so I don't remember who it was. But basically, this is just going to be a bunch of cameos. Like, this is just going to be a bunch of golfer cameos. Ugh. And this is going to be, like, that's all these are now.
The worst!
I don't want it.
This is terrible news.
Now, I will tell you this.
I think I know what you're going to say, and I agree before you even say it.
I will tell you this.
I will watch that.
I saw the teaser trailer.
You're going to say something else.
I saw the teaser trailer today for Beetlejuice 2, and I am all the way in on Beetlejuice 2. I'm excited for this movie. This looks good. This actually has a chance.
Isn't Will Ferrell doing a golf movie that's basically the Live premise?
No idea.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like we're just getting oversaturated with golf movies and sequels.
Yeah, yes.
And Adam Sandler sometimes.
Well, Sandler's still great. And I have no problem. If he wants to make original movies, it's okay. What I thought you were going to say, Abdallah, was that there is going to be a sequel to a former film franchise that's going to be released on Netflix this year.
Hmm.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yes.
Axel F.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. The one thing I'll give them credit for, at the moment, watching the trailers, it appears as if this is just an original movie.
It looks good.
That is like a part of the series.
And that's fine because, to me, those already had sequels.
Right, right.
So, like, you're just making another sequel.
So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I just don't, like, I don't need a Happy Gilmore franchise.
No.
John and Longgrove, do you need a Happy Gilmore franchise?
No.
No, and see, he
Thank
doesn't.
You, John. All right,
see,
that.
Exactly. Ooh. Chris and Jefferson Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Chris?
How do you guys replace scenes like Happy Gilmore thinking about his grandmother in a nostalgic way, and she turns around, she's wearing the Gene Simmons kiss mask.
So good.
Chubb's prosthetic giant hand.
Chris, who's gonna happy thoughts? What's gonna happen? Is Drew Carey gonna come out and punch out Happy Gilmore now? Because Bob Barker's dead? Is that what's gonna happen? Because not for me.
No, you can't replace that movie.
No.
And you're gonna ruin it by making a sequel.
You're absolutely gonna ruin it. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing original coming out of that.
No.
It's just gonna be a rework. That's it.
Yep.
Hey, you guys touched on something I was listening on the way home yesterday, and I wanted to tell you because I couldn't call in. But when you were talking about Caleb Williams capturing that nostalgia and feel for, you know, I'm going to tell you guys something. There's something we're missing in Chicago right now, and we haven't had it since Michael Jordan, okay? And Derrick Rose was a little bit there, but he didn't get it because the Bulls blew it, more or less.
Yeah.
But, you know, we need that soul for our city. And it always comes from the Walter Paytons, the Michael Jordans, and the Sammy Sosas, the Frank Thomases, the Jeremy Roenicks, you know, Patrick Kane's. Well, not really Patrick Kane. But, you know what I'm talking about? Those guys we identify with as Chicago guys, even though they're not, because they would always, you know, lift us up no matter what it was, you know.
Yeah.
And we haven't really seen anything like that in so long. But if this kid can come in and catch fire like Michael did, and I think you guys are 100% right, there's potential for that. There is absolute potential for something as big as Michael Jordan. Point two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Chris, I think what goes along with it, right, is like there's the fame, there's the money, and then also you have to succeed, right?
Yeah.
Like in the sport, and that's going to be the most important thing. And I think what will happen is if the Bears win and Caleb Williams is one of the best quarterbacks in football, if that happened, Of course, it's going to be one of the best Chicago stories in sports history since we had those greats that Chris listed off, all the star greats who eventually won titles in this city.
No, absolutely. I think that, you know, whoever it is, if it's not Caleb Williams, if it's the next quarterback or the next quarterback, the next biggest per star in Chicago is always going to be whoever wins the next Super Bowl. Like, the Bears are going to eventually win a suit. Like, they have to eventually win a Super Bowl, right? Like, the odds...
What about Connor Bedard?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with Bedard is the team sucks right now. Yeah. Like, Caleb's coming into a situation where the Bears could win 9 or 10 games, make the playoffs, not necessarily win a Super Bowl this year, but the momentum is there.
But he's going to be great for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. But right now, the Blackhawks are trending to be the worst team in the NHL again.
You got to win.
And that's fine. But eventually, yes, you have to win. Now, with Kane and Taves, they did win multiple times. So that's why the popularity came. But you can't just be the best player on a crappy team.
Black and Abdallah, I cannot believe they are planning on remaking Happy Gilmore 2. Yeah. Jack, what are you
doing? It's going to be great.
No,
you
it's not.
Guys are going to be wrong.
Oh, no.
It's going to get 100% on
You're listening
tomatoes.
To...
Never. 100%. It doesn't mean anything.
ESPN Chicago. Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 on a Friday night. All calls welcome. Friday night calls here on ESPN 1000. Taylor in Hyde Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Good, good. I got to say this. You can't create a sequel or a number two 20 years later. That you just can't. It's just a remake.
What about like 35 years later with Beetlejuice 2?
Well, I was going to say, Beetlejuice, you can't call it number two. Like, Michael Keaton is a great... Like, are you kidding me?
That's the point. Because remember at the end, he's sitting there in the waiting room, and this is his number finally came up.
Is that what this is?
That's the so the poster...
Is that what the scroll is? The I didn't poster, really think much
about
that.
The poster, the scroll, is the date that the movie comes out, but that's his... Like, it's supposed to be his number.
Got
his
it.
Number was finally called.
Didn't his head get shrunk in that final scene?
No, it's fine.
Let me guess. Jenna Ortega's in it because she's in every little scary movie.
We
or whatever
talked about this, Taylor. She's the new. You know who what she is, Taylor? She's the new Christina Ricci. If you need a pale girl that looks kind of ghoulish, you're going with Jenna Ortega. That's why she's Wednesday Addams. Christina Ricci was Wednesday Addams.
Yeah.
They had to wait. They had to wait until Jenna was of age to make this movie. Basically, that's what they were looking for.
She plays the girls. She plays Winona Ryder's daughter.
Yeah, you're right. I got a question for you guys, though.
Yeah.
And I asked this question to my friends who are movie guys. Name a series of a movie where the sequel is better than the first one.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I said Terminator. I said T2.
T2's a great one.
Terminator 2, yeah. I'm with you on that.
T2's a great one.
Terminator 2 is definitely better.
Because normally it's the opposite, where the first one's always better than the second one, but sometimes two is, you know. So that was my question. But you can't call it number two 20 years later. That's my...
The more I watch it, because I watch it during the holidays, I'm starting to think Home Alone 2 is a little better than Home Alone 1.
Totally is. 100%.
I think it's a little better.
100%. I did not expect this from you guys tonight. I wasn't prepped on this.
I like the side characters better from the hotel Rob Schneider.
Boobs are great.
Yeah.
The two guys who are acting like total clowns.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're funny. Yeah, that is good. You're right about that.
I kind of think it's better.
I can't go there.
Like, Home Alone 1 is perfect. I'm not saying it's not, but personally, I like watching Home Alone 2 a little better.
What about Maverick? Did you like Maverick more than the first one?
Ooh.
Because that was also like 20 years later.
See, I don't think that you can...
I don't know if it is a sequel, but I don't know. I think Taylor is right in the sense where if you consider a sequel, it has to be like right away.
Like in the moment.
Yeah.
I get that. That's fair. I don't know.
I don't know if I consider...
I think Top Gun is still the better movie, even though Maverick was incredible.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
You're right about Dark Knight.
Shrek 2.
Who's watching Shrek movies, Charlie? What are we doing here?
Kids born in 1999 and beyond.
On.
Children.
Toy Story 2.
Shrek's a classic.
All right. So since Jack McGrath and Charlie Bevins are producing tonight's show, the super shift, they've been here all day. would you guys like a little story time with Black and Abdallah?
Story time. Yeah.
All right. So back in the day, mm-hmm. Friday night, you would go to this place called Blockbuster Video. It was so cool.
I remember Blockbuster.
But you didn't live it, man. I'm telling you, there was nothing better.
You didn't live it, man.
There's nothing better than driving up the Blockbuster and walking around the long aisles, just looking at covers of movies, occasionally stopping, picking it up, reading the back, putting it back down, and then continuing to walk. Because you never just selected the first one you saw.
Mm-mm.
You spent usually a good 35 to 45 minutes inside Blockbuster Video.
Mm-hmm.
And while on a Friday night you're walking around looking at movies on what you should buy. And then also games. Because that was also a big thing. Nintendo 64, Sega Genesis. You could get your games right there too. As you're trying to figure out what you're going to watch on your Friday and Saturday night as a high school kid, maybe a little younger, maybe you got a ride, maybe you rode a bike, whatever the case may be, you're going in there and you're spending a good chunk of time. You always ran into friends.
Yeah.
You ran into a friend. You ran into a person who maybe isn't your friend, but you're friendly with.
So you're like, what's up?
You ran into a cute girl that you don't really talk to because you're too shy to talk to. But now you're in the same aisle at Blockbuster Video. Like, how are you going to figure this out? And she goes to reach for the same video that you're going for. It's like, okay, now we have a starter conversation. I'm telling you, Charlie, it was a time. And then you would get your item, mm-hmm. your three or four movies. You go to the line. You pick out a treat. Because they had treats like it was a movie theater.
Yeah, you could get all the movie
stuff. At Blockbuster Video.
You get Milk Duds, Raisinets, popcorn.
Reese's Pieces.
Mm-hmm, those long ropes.
The long ropes.
The long licorice rope.
They had the sodas. They had the soda drink thing. The whole thing. It's all right there at Blockbuster Video. It was a great time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not existent anymore.
No.
Everything is streamed. You sit down on your couch on a lazy evening, and you sit down, you open one of these apps, and you say, what should we watch? And you just start scrolling. And you realize that 45 minutes have passed and you haven't found anything that's interesting on any of these apps, even though the catalogs are 100,000 movies deep, shows deep. There's all these shows. Everything is a show now. None of it looks interesting. And all the pictures, and then immediately it starts playing like the 5-second preview. It's like, that looks stupid. Okay, scroll to this, scroll mm-hmm. to that. Too many choices. Mm-hmm. Blockbuster Video is great. This is why I bring it up, guys. Saw this article in the New York Times. Are you tired of streaming? Free Blockbuster libraries offer an alternative.
Whoa.
So I don't know if your neighborhood or if you live in the city, different spots. Have you ever seen people who have the library for books out on their... on the curb.
It's like it looks like a little house.
It looks like a house.
Is that like take one, leave one?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's usually near where the mailboxes are, and you can go up and you can pick a book and put a book back, whatever the case. There are people in this project that started in 2019 called Free Blockbuster Project.
Okay.
The Free Blockbuster Project now is in 200 other communities.
Ooh.
And what they did was they created a box and they put cardboard around it to make it look like the Blockbuster store.
Love it.
And they put DVDs in it. So you can go up to the Free Blockbuster box and you can pick out a DVD and then you can put one back. Just like the good old days. You can
like
go
that.
To Blockbuster.
I like that. I would only put in movies that I believe all of the youth should see, like Face Off.
Love have you Face guys Off. Seen Face Off?
Love Face Off.
Blade.
Jack, have you seen it?
I've not seen Face Off.
How All would right. you describe Face Off to Jack? He has yet to see this great film.
There's a bad guy and there's a good guy.
Bad guy and good guy.
And they decide the good guy needs to infiltrate the bad guy's like gang or whatever and his like stuff. So he gets him and he puts his face on his face.
They take their faces off.
They swap faces.
And they swap faces.
But it doesn't go as planned because then the bad guy is
turns
actually
into the good guy.
And then let me tell you this.
Is the bad guy.
What if I told you it was John Travolta and Nicolas Cage?
That's crazy. That's a good cast.
See, that's a
it's
movie.
It's even better than Happy Gilmore 2's potential cast.
You know what they didn't need? Face Off 2.
See, it was refaced. One movie.
They didn't need a reface. Facelift? Face Off 2. Facelift.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well.
Black and Abdallah. ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports. Black and Abdallah are back. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago. On FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, and ESPN 1000.
Thank you to Charlie Bevins and to Jack McGrath for producing tonight's show, The Super Shift. They were here for Waddle and Sylvie earlier today. Thank you guys for sticking around for our show. Black and Abdallah. We'll return Monday night, 6:30 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000. Should be a good week next week here on ESPN 1000. Abdallah's excited. Baseball's back. So we'll have it covered. Right, Abdallah?
Yes.
Adal, it's time for our favorite game here on ESPN 1000. It's called Good Question, where we score the host here at ESPN 1000. If they ask a question to a guest on the phone, and the guest says good or great question in the answer, they score a point. In this season of 2024, who is our leader today?
Tom Waddle has 12, Jonathan Hood has 6, and Sylvie has 5. We did not get to play Good Question last week, so these are 2 weeks worth of good questions.
Let's get to it. Here's Good Question. Yeah, I got a question for you.
Can I get an answer?
It's my final question, bro.
You're going to take any question?
You want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38. Yeah, I got a question
for you. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
How could you ask me a question like that?
I'm on Burgundy?
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter?
This week's edition of Good Question.
So, Ron, how will this unseasonably warm February and early March impact how the course conditions are slated to be this year?
Well, great question, Tyler.
You have so many different responsibilities. And
Mike
among
Gilligan.
Them
Mike Gilligan.
Golf show.
Golf show's back. Watch out, Waddle.
Did any of that pose a problem for you or the operators when all of a sudden, instead of early April, it's now early March? Are
that
you
is a good
ready
question.
To open up, you know, in the full scale in that regard?
Absolutely, Mike. Great question.
Which of the names
Waddle.
That has been added at this point, Jeff, do you think will have the greatest impact on the upcoming season?
Oh, that's a great question.
Enough football conversation. Do you have any strong
Tom Waddle
Bulls Jesus. Thoughts for us today, or are they just kind of background noise for you?
Well, you know what? That's a great question.
Hey, Jess, can we go back to San Diego and LA, the Dodgers opening up in Seoul? Why is Major League Baseball doing this?
Well, it's a good question.
All these off seasons that you've covered, covering the NFL in your career, where do you place this aggressive off season versus others?
That's a good question.
So there you go, Tom Waddle in the lead.
Now has 15.
Jeez. He might set a scoring record this year.
He might. It is only March.
Gideon in Skokie, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Gideon.
ILL.
LOL.
LOL.
How do you think the Illini are going to do against that team that beat BYU yesterday? How's it pronounced? Duquesne?
I believe so, sir.
Duquesne.
Yes.
I think correct. You have a good chance against Duquesne.
I hope so. I hope we win. It'll be
Final
devastating
four,
if we don't.
Final four?
So I have Illinois winning the championship in both my brackets.
Well, that's dumb.
There you go.
Also, I heard you saying, Chris, that you scroll and scroll.
Endless scrolling. Oh, my Lord.
Recommendation, couple the thruple on Peacock.
Oh, okay. What's this about? Gideon, give us the elevator pitch.
Yeah, tell us about this show.
So it's about couples that come into this villa or this resort, and they're presented with a bunch of singles who are open to being in a throuple with them,
okay,
and they choose the single they want to be in the throuple with them, and then it's about them exploring the relationship with this additional single in their relationship.
And I'm sure this always works out very smoothly.
Yeah, I've listened enough Love Line to know that this doesn't work.
It's very entertaining.
Okay. All right.
Gideon, does this make you want to start a throuple?
What does your wife think of this?
We've had conversations about it.
Really?
Oh, Gideon! Really? All right!
Charlie, we're going to have to add more time to the clock.
Yeah. Call Danny. We need an hour.
So,
we need another hour.
Wait, Gideon, Sorry, Amber, you guys have had conversations about this?
We've just had conversations about, like, what we think about it, and if, like, what we think about the idea of a throuple, but I think right now we're against it, but...
Gideon, we've had
conversations, and my wife's talked with her friends.
Gideon, if you had to add me or Chris...
No.
Who would you pick? Choose wisely.
Honestly, neither of you.
I'm a cuddler.
I think a woman would be better to add into a throuple.
Gideon, so she's asked her friends about their interest?
No, not to be in our throuple, but about whether they'd have a throuple with their significant other.
Testing the waters. Okay.
Just seeing if it's fine. A fish bite. I see how this is working.
Yes.
Gideon, at some point, I think you might have to come on a podcast with Abdallah and I.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, we need to discuss this more.
This would be fantastic.
I'd love to come on. I'm blaming you
for calling at the end of a Friday night show for this information. This is 7 o'clock, A-block material.
I have a 7-month-old.
That's true. How's the baby?
She's doing well.
We got to do Song of the Night now, Gideon.
Thanks.
Gideon, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, good night.
Talk to you later. All right, Song of the Night.
I love this song.
We're going to have to go over, my man.
Yeah, we're going
to
go a little over.
Gideon said he's considering a throuple right now. He's considering a throuple.
This is all crank the volume because it's time for Fleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Here we go. I'm so excited.
Tonight's song. We go to Iron Maiden. Run to the Hills. 1982. Your Song of the Night. Gideon starts to get ready for his throuple.
Of
the album The Number of the Beast, and it was released on March 22nd, 1982. So this date back in 1982, this album was released. All-time classic.
I love this song so much. I can't think, besides Metallica, I can't think of two bands with a more iconic, like, font and logo and, like, mascot for their band. Like, you know Iron Maiden... When you see Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I agree with that. Iron Maiden, the logo, the font, the album covers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
So this
I don't really know a whole lot about Iron Maiden, even though I've listened to the music for years.
This album's awesome. It was their first album with their vocalist, Bruce Dickinson, who you hear, and the last one with their drummer, Clive Burr, who you hear hitting a lot of hi-hat.
on this song. But this song to me is just like quintessential 80s metal. Like, this is what it is about. Like, the high range of vocals. Like, you can just imagine all the band members standing in a line and doing like the shredding together next to each other. Yeah. Like, you can just picture it in your head. It's so good. It's perfect.
Fantastic.
I've seen Iron Maiden. Ozfest 2005? Yes. 2005 with, I think that was a Sabbath year, not an Ozzy year.
They were great, though. They were great. Run to the Hills, Iron Maiden. It's your song of the night from 1982. Run to
turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's
Gideon
time for
in the throttle.
There's no dial.
Right. Not yeah, what I thought I would hear tonight.
All right.
Crank the volume.
You waited until 7:55 to give us that.
Lek and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Talk to you Monday.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
Corey.
ESPN Chicago. This is.